What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to schedule your next appointment and learn more about their services at orthosensi.com. That is orthosensi.com. And that's the usual entrance to the show. I don't know how you make a grand entrance on radio, but if I could make a grand entrance, I would make one like Mark Pope, the new head basketball coach at the University of Kentucky. If you didn't see this over the weekend, you can certainly find some video on social media, but this has got to be the greatest introduction to an introductory press conference for a head coach in sports history. Now, one, Mark Pope is a former UK Wildcat and helped the 1996 team win a national championship, and when he arrived at Rupp Arena this weekend for that introductory press conference, he did not arrive alone, bringing pretty much the whole 1996 team. They drove a charter bus right into the stadium, and Mark Pope let all of his teammates get out first, be welcomed by the near sold out crowd there at Rupp Arena, and then Coach Pope gets off the bus with the 1996 national championship trophy in tow. Again, has to be the greatest intro to an introductory press conference for a head coach in the history of sports. If it's not, I would challenge someone to find one that is better, and maybe you could send a video of that to our Facebook page or something. I would love to see one if you have a better one. But just a quick thought on Mark Pope becoming the UK basketball coach. This is coming from a non-UK fan, but I do love sports and I pay attention to college basketball. Certainly, I think a big loss with John Calipari moving on to Arkansas. He won a lot of games for UK. They made some Final Fours. Yes, he only won one national championship, and that's likely not good enough for Wildcat fans. But it's going to be a whole different vibe and attitude with Mark Pope. One, I think this is a guy that is going to be super relatable to the players that come in to UK because he has played there and he's been a successful coach now too, especially at his most recent stop at BYU. But relatability is going to be a big thing. And he's also not going to be one of those guys that's going to be recruiting one and done type of recruiting classes like John Calipari did. John Calipari wanted to get the best five-star prospects that he could possibly get, let them play for a year, go try to win a national championship, and then move on to the NBA and rinse, recycle, repeat year in and year out. It worked at times. It did not work at other times for Mark Pope and the current state of college basketball, especially with more players sticking around with the NIL opportunities. I think you have to develop older teams. You look at what UConn has done over these last 2 years, winning back-to-back national championships. They got a lot of veteran college basketball players on their team, and that is something that Mark Pope is going to bring to the University of Kentucky, not only having those older teams, but being able to navigate the transfer portal as well. It is super important nowadays. There were some graphics that went around during the Final Four National Championship that showed the starting lineups for those teams that made it that far. And Purdue and UConn, yes, they had some holdovers that were actually guys that went to that school from the very get-go and stuck there, but they also had transfers that were in their lineups as well, whether they were starters or coming off the bench. So again, the transfer portal is going to be big, and just getting kids to stick around for multiple years. So I think UK fans should be pretty pumped up about Mark Pope being there, and you know he's going to put a lot of effort into being the coach at a place where he helped win a national championship. So I'm actually excited to see what UK basketball looks like in this new era, because Calipari was there for such a long time. This is just going to be a whole new vibe, like I said, with this team, and it's actually got me pretty pumped up to watch some UK basketball, even though I'm not a fan of their team. I don't sit there and actively root for them. Don't necessarily root against them, but I think it's pretty exciting to see Mark Pope there at UK. So that's going to be it for the intro on the show here this evening, and I am going to have to keep a tight 30 minutes here on Crunch Time, as we do have the Springtime On Air auction coming your way immediately following the show. It'll run from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, driven by Chandler Chevrolet, so you'll want to stick around for some great deals. We're talking about food, entertainment, service items as well, and you're going to save somewhere between 20 and 50% on the auction. So a little plug there during crunch time. Before we move on into some hometown headlines, I do want to remind everybody out there in Eagle Country that our friends at Ortho Sensi, specifically in Lawrenceburg, going to be offering free sports physicals. That's going to take place on Saturday, April 27th. So you've gotten some notice here. It's a couple weeks away. You have some time to get this on your calendar. It is going to run from 9 a.m. to noon, again, at the Lawrenceburg office. And all student athletes grades 6 through 12 will be eligible to receive a free sports physical that will be good for the upcoming 2024-25 school year. And again, a parent must accompany students under the age of 18. That is important to note. Sports physicals consist of two parts. It's the medical history and the physical examination. And, of course, the goal is to evaluate an athlete's general health, their current fitness level, risk of injury, and physical well-being. It also may help raise awareness of any issues that may interfere with your child's ability to participate in a sport. So very important to have that sports physical done. Any athlete grade 6 through 12 must have that pre-participation physical in order to be eligible for competition in the 2024-25 school year. That does include any students who transfer from in or out of state who plan to participate in sanctioned sports the next school year. And you will get a free Ortho Sensi sports t-shirt with your sports physical. So everybody loves a free t-shirt, and everyone loves free sports physicals. Again, no cost from our friends at Ortho Sensi in Lawrenceburg. Your forms for these sports physicals are available for download on the community page at orthosensi.com, and athletes must bring a completed physical form signed by a parent or guardian to that free sports physical session on Saturday, April 27th. So go ahead and get that downloaded at orthosensi.com, and I have that all filled out and ready. When you get to the office, that will likely keep things moving swiftly on April 27th. We do have all this information for you at eaglecountryonline.com. All right, time to get into some hometown headlines. A few things to get to before we talk about some of the softball and baseball teams in the area that have been playing some really good ball early on in this spring sports season. But we're going to start with high school football. The annual Gritty Awards were held over the weekend in Indianapolis. The Colts putting this event on each and every year to highlight those in the world of high school football in the state of Indiana. And those being honored this year included state championship teams, coaches of the year, assistant coaches of the year, player of the year, all state teams, and the Indiana Football Digest Prime Time 25 for the next football season. So there was plenty of representation from southeastern Indiana. Of course, East Central was certainly going to be in the headlines with the Gritties because of the season they had in 2023. They were a part of the state champions honor roll for winning the 4A state title last year. Of course, back-to-back state championships and the fourth overall for the Trojans. And we know that they are going to be moving up to Class 5A for the next two seasons due to their tournament success factor. And it was that tournament success, a lot of it, Josh Ringer, not the only one. Of course, he was Mr. Football in the state of Indiana. Lots of other great players on this East Central team. We're going to talk about one of them beyond Josh Ringer here in just a moment. But he was honored as the Class 4A Player of the Year and a member of the 2023 Big School All-State team. Of course, a single-season record, 2,880 yards rushing and 55 touchdowns on the ground. And he is, of course, signed to play college football at Miami of Ohio. One of his teammates, Carson Pozonka, was named to the 2024 Indiana Football Digest Primetime 25, meaning he will be featured on the cover of the 2024 Indiana Football Digest, and he is going to be joined by Lawrenceburg linebacker Noah Kniga. So a couple of the top defenders in the area, in the state, actually, are going to be featured on that digest front page. And for Carson Pozonka, played a key role in that East Central secondary, not only this past year, but as a sophomore as well, but during his junior season, 52 tackles, 4.5 for a loss, so showed his ability to play near the line of scrimmage, was also great in coverage with 5 interceptions, had 13 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and blocked a field goal as well. And he's been getting some interest from colleges across the region. He did visit Valparaiso University on Saturday, so I would expect more teams going to be interested in Carson as this senior season comes this fall. And of course, he plays some more good football, because that's what's expected after two tremendous seasons as a sophomore and a junior. So expect more traction with his recruiting going into his senior season and even during his senior season. Speaking of recruiting, Noah Kaniga has hit the recruiting trail pretty hard. We'll get to that in a moment. But also a part of that Primetime 25, he was a junior All-State selection despite only playing six games last year, but he totaled 51 tackles, 11 tackles for a loss, had two sacks, and caused a couple fumbles in those six games. So certainly showed what type of player he is and the impact that he could have on his team after dealing with a hamstring injury earlier in his junior season. But garnered a lot of attention on the recruiting trail. Honestly, too many schools to mention that have checked in on him, given him an offer, or he's went on a visit on. I just want to focus on some of those recent visits that he has taken in these past couple of weeks. Arkansas State, Navy, Duke, Ohio, and the University of Cincinnati. He's been to other places as well. I think he's visited Miami of Ohio, Ball State, West Virginia as well. So getting a lot of D1 attention, and he's going to have a lot of schools that he's going to have to think about between now and, you know, his graduation. No rush to make a decision for Noah, from what I can tell. I did talk to him a little bit during the basketball season and said, hey, you're going to have a lot of schools looking at you. It's got to be fun but difficult at the same time. And he just seems like he's taking it in stride, having a lot of fun with it, going and seeing all these different colleges, and obviously having letters sent all the time. It's got to be a pretty amazing ride that he has been on, but certainly going to have plenty of schools to pick from at the D1 level. Also wanted to give a shout out to Batesville's Alex Kreckler, who was named to the 2023 Small School All-State team. He led the Bulldogs with, count them, 9 interceptions last season. That is absolutely phenomenal. So congratulations to Alex, Noah, and Carson for being recognized there at the Gritties. Josh Ringer as well. Got to throw in Jake Miners, the Class 4A Coach of the Year, and Doug Hogue, his defensive coordinator, was honored as one of two assistant coaches of the year for the entire state of Indiana. That East Central defense was absolutely outstanding a season ago. Tops in the state, or pretty close to tops in the state, 6.4 points per game they allowed over that 15-game run, capping off the first perfect season in school history. So pretty awesome representation from southeastern Indiana at the Gritties over the weekend. And yes, August is still a few months away, but definitely looking forward to the start of another high school football season. All right, let's move along to another headline, and this time we're going to the esports arena. The Lawrenceburg High School League of Legends team has made a run to the state championship. This is the second year in a row a team from Lawrenceburg Esports has been in a championship game. Last April, you might remember the Super Smash Bros. Team making it to state, but April 27th is the date. League of Legends is going to take on Carmel High School in the state finals. It will be contested at Ball State University. It's an 8:30 a.m. start and will be streamed on the Indiana Esports Network Twitch page, which we do have a link over at EagleCountryOnline.com. But the Tigers League team carries a 7-1-4 record into the state finals. That's 7 wins, 1 tie, 4 losses. They're coming off a win over Ben Davis to get to that state championship game. And the League of Legends team includes Connor Powell, who is the captain. You have Aaron Summers, Jack Banta, Tristan Garland, Jacob Souders, Ethan Hardy, and Striker Knotts. And if you don't know what League of Legends is, multiplayer online battle arena game, and the object of the game is two teams of five players battle to destroy the opposing team's base, and the Lawrenceburg Esports League of Legends team, very good at doing that. So we want to wish them good luck ahead of their state championship match on April 27th. And while we're at it, we did talk to the Manchester Robotics team last week. The girls team fresh off a state championship. The boys team going to be joining them at Worlds, and they are in the current phase of fundraising to get to the World Championship, which is going to take place in Dallas, Texas. That will be at the beginning of May, and the team needs $15,000 in donations to cover the necessary expenses. That's for hotel rooms, meals, transportation. If there's any additional funds raised, they just place that in the robotics account for future use. But we didn't actually get a chance to talk about the fundraising on the show last week, so I wanted to make sure I got it into the show this week. We do have more information over at EagleCountryOnline.com. So with that, we're going to step aside for a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some high school baseball and softball to round out this edition of Crunch Time, presented by Ortho Sensi, only heard at Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Welcome back to Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, a service of Ortho Sensi. And Ortho Sensi in Lawrenceburg going to be offering free sports physicals on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to noon. All student athletes grades 6 through 12 eligible to receive a free sports physical, good for the 2024-25 school year. More details over at EagleCountryOnline.com. To round out the show this evening, I do want to talk about some area high school baseball and softball teams that are playing some really good ball to start off this spring season. Going to start in baseball with the Lawrenceburg Tigers. A little bit of a down season last year for the Tigers, but off to a great start here in 2024. 8-1 on the season. They have won four in a row. And they are 6-0 at home on that brand new turf, which looks absolutely phenomenal. They got the orange fair poles or foul poles, whichever term you want to use. I've heard it called both. Anyways, looks fantastic, and they're doing some home cooking on that new turf. 62 runs, 426 allowed. Their only loss coming to Greensburg, 5-3 on April 6th. They've actually split two games against the Pirates so far this season. Nolan McLean having an all-conference start to the season. He's hitting .586 with a home run, two triples, three doubles, and 10 RBI in 33 at-bats. The Tigers as a team hitting .298 and are averaging close to 7 runs per game, so really getting it done at the dish. Five players have recorded at least one win on the mound. Their team ERA is at 1.40, and some of those star pitchers so far, Tyler Abbott and Brody Price, both off to a 2-0 start. Dustin Shaw is 2-1. And the Tigers have a chance to gain another win in the conference at Rushville this evening. But a great start for Lawrenceburg at 8-1. Looking at East Central, a 3-4 overall record. That doesn't exactly scream great start, but when you look at their conference record, they are off to a 3-0 start in the EIAC, so they are winning the games that matter the most, because a conference championship is something that every team is striving for, and this early in the season, some teams may be falling by the wayside while the cream is rising to the top. And East Central certainly having a great season in the conference. Two wins against Franklin County and one against Batesville. Batesville was a team, is a team still, that is looked at as one of the best in the EIAC. They started preseason ranked in Class 3A. I don't know that they've necessarily lived up to that ranking thus far. They have played a lot of really good teams, so I still expect them to win a lot of games and be in the mix when it comes to the end of the season for the conference race and, of course, for a sectional championship. But two more conference games against Connersville tonight and Thursday for this East Central team. And in their wins, this is not a shocking stat, I guess, because we're talking about their wins, but they're outscoring their opponents 25-8. In their losses, they're being outscored 37-17. So in some of those losses, played some really good teams. They lose a doubleheader to Bloomington North over the weekend. They give up double-digit runs both of those games. It's a really good team. It's going to happen. The fact of the matter is East Central is a 4A school. They're going to play up in competition. They always try to do that in every single sport that they have. That's how they improve and get better throughout the seasons, is playing better competition, because a lot of times in our small area of Indiana, they're kind of the top dog in a lot of sports. So again, this is a team that's struggled against some of that better competition so far this season, but another team I expect to do some really nice things this year. And when you got a guy like Braden Rouse in the middle of your lineup, who's off to a great start, .500 average, he's already hit three home runs and knocked in 11 and only 19 plate appearances. So off to a blazing start. And then they got A.J. Reynolds, who's heading up their pitching rotation. 2-0 start, 0.54 ERA. He struck out 13 and walked only 2. So that's really getting it done thus far for Mr. A.J. Reynolds. So East Central 3-0 in the conference, leading the EIAC thus far. Also wanted to shout out the Switzerland County Pacers, 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in the ORVC. Their only loss is to South Decatur. They do have ORVC wins over Jacksonville and Shaw. Hitting .304 as a team, really, really nice average there, 7 runs per game. So they're pretty close to what Lawrenceburg is doing with average runs per game. Their team ERA is at 1.70 in 33 innings pitched. 56 strikeouts to 19 walks, so the pitchers doing a good job of commanding the strike zone, not putting batters on base, and that has resulted in a good record so far at 4-1. They'll take on Madison tonight, trying to notch win number 5 on the season. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can go over to OrthoCincy.com to learn more about their services and free sports physicals that are going to be coming up on April 27th at the Lawrenceburg office. Speaking of Lawrenceburg, how about the Tigers softball team off to a 4-1 start this year, and they are 3-0 in the conference. They've won 4 games in a row after dropping their opener 9-0 to Rising Sun, who we're going to talk about momentarily. But a couple young ladies on this Lawrenceburg team really hitting the ball well to start the season. Megan Heinzman has been on a tear, .647 average. She has a homer, 5 doubles, and has knocked in 14 runs in 5 games. Brooklyn Couch, she scored a team-high 11 runs, batting over .500. Haley Palmer and Jill Cavanaugh having great seasons as well to start off, just 5 games in. But when you look at those four young ladies and the supporting cast around them, it's a really difficult lineup to navigate when you're pitching against this Lawrenceburg team, because they have so many players that can hurt you in a variety of ways. And the 4 I just mentioned, they're looking to drive the ball into the gap, over the fence for home runs and knock in runs. So it's really difficult facing this type of lineup, because if Megan Heinzman comes up to the dish and you walk her and Brooklyn Couch or Jill Cavanaugh's behind her, whatever their batting order may be on a given night, you run the risk of giving up 2 runs, because any one of these young ladies can go deep at any time. So it really puts pressure on the pitcher to throw strikes and hope that they just don't blister one over the fence or into the gap and get everybody running around like crazy. It's not an envious place to be if you're on the opposing team. And then, speaking of the opposing team, when you get into the batter's box, Ava Hall is throwing the ball really well, 3-1 with a .233 ERA, 30 strikeouts and 11 walks and 21 innings pitched. So striking out more than a batter an inning, Ava Hall getting it done in the pitching circle. And Lawrenceburg should be favored taking on Oldenburg Academy, who's off to an 0-4 start this evening. So Tigers with an opportunity to get to 5-1 with a non-conference game. Speaking of non-conference games, we're finding some good transitions here, I guess. Franklin County and East Central off to good starts in softball, but they have yet to play any conference games. It's all been non-conference for them so far. And so far, so good for Franklin County. 5-0 start. And they, too, like Lawrenceburg, have a very potent lineup. Annie Hoff and Brooke Stang, 2 players that really stick out to me. Numbers popping off the page. .571 average for Hoff. 6 doubles, 14 runs batted in, and 23 plate appearances. Brooke Stang, a .611 average, has a homer, a triple, and a double, and has knocked in 8 in 23 plate appearances as well. And their first conference game is happening against East Central this week. Speaking of the Trojans, 4-2 on the season. If you erase the 20-0 loss to New Pal, East Central is looking really good. They've scored double-digit runs in 3 of their 4 wins and put up 7 runs in a 1-run loss to Columbus North. That was an 8-7 game against North. So, again, East Central playing really, really well. Paige Callahan, who is not a stranger to performing well on the softball diamond. She's been doing this for several years at the varsity level. .692 average. Unbelievable so far in those 6 games. 2 triples, 5 doubles, 7 runs batted in. Delaney Donaworth tied for the team high in RBI with 7. And Montana Plymouth 4-0 in the pitching circle with a .292 ERA. 28 strikeouts to only 2 walks in 24 innings. You talk about commanding the strike zone and getting batters out. Montana Plymouth doing that maybe better than anybody in the area right now. So a couple teams that I have my eye on there in the EIAC. Yeah, aforementioned Rising Sun, 5-1 on the season. Their only loss to Charlestown, that was 4-0 over the weekend. They also did score a win 17-8 over New Albany. 53 runs scored, 13 allowed for this Rising Sun Lady Shiners team. Nora Powell leading the way with a 5.26 average, 10 hits and 10 runs scored. She can really run the bases. 23 plate appearances for Nora. Ryan Works has homered 3 times, knocked in 7. Elena Tietemeyer has homered twice. And Alyssa Simpson, I guess you can match her up with Montana Plymouth for the best pitcher in the area, or one of the best pitchers in the area, 4-0 with a 2.37 ERA, 26 strikeouts, 4 bases on balls in 20 2/3 innings pitched. Rising Sun back in action on Wednesday against South Ripley. And then Milan, they are 8-7 now. They've won 8 of 9 since losing 6 in a row in Tennessee to start the season. Kennedy Bodie's batting .659, 3 homers, 9 doubles, 28 RBI, and 18 runs in 56 plate appearances. Also their top pitcher, Mallory Eaglin, a .529 average, 4 homers, 6 doubles, 24 RBI, and Chloe Hunter hitting .400 with 15 knocked in. They're at Jackson Dell this evening, looking to stay hot and become winners of 9 out of 10. So there's a handful of teams in baseball and softball that are really standing out so far this season. A lot of fun talking about high school football with the Gritty Awards. Hit on Lawrenceburg High School's League of Legends team going to the state championship. And don't forget about the Manchester Robotics fundraiser to get them to the world championship. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Crunch Time. I gotta go. The springtime on-air auction is next, presented by Chandler Chevrolet. We got some great deals coming up on your hometown radio station. This has been another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Ortho Sensi on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, and at EagleCountryOnline.com.